how the crews is, because I've been curious about them, because I've heard people either really like them or hate them. The people I've talked to who hate them have actually never been on cruises, but they say they hate them because they're like, you're stuck in a sardine box with a lot of people, and you're gonna get sick, and it's gross, and there's germs. What do you do? Just eat and drink all day?
I mean, if you want to, that's definitely an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt
Anyway, have you
was.
been on one before?
Been on a
Okay.
few.
Okay, so you must enjoy them then.
Yeah, I think it's like the perfect balance because we stayed at an all-inclusive resort a couple years ago, and it just seemed, I mean, this was during COVID, so I think like the evening entertainment wasn't nearly as, like, there was basically almost nothing to do in the evening, because I don't think their shows or whatever were running, so that might not be a perfect comparison, but I just like how you can wake up and do something different each day. Like, it's not the same beach every single day. And if you have to pay to go somewhere else at a resort, which is fine. Like, usually the base price of the resort didn't seem like it was too bad, so like you definitely could pay to go on the snorkel trip or go out somewhere, but I don't know. I think you need to try it before you hate on it.
Yeah, I mean, I
So
wouldn't be
Joe
opposed
is
to
hating on
trying.
it? No, I wasn't
No.
hating on it. I just know people who hate on them.
But haven't gone.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely something you need to try first.
Caleb sent me a video of
I was about to say
the
that.
Carnival Cruise Line
Oh
at
boy.
entertainment, and
Okay.
the show was looking a little rough.
I'll send it to you, Joe. It's
All
hilarious.
the comments were like, if
The
I was super
Walmart.
drunk, I'd be into this, which I think on Carnival that's kind of the idea.
So that's
But
like the party one.
Yeah, it's the
The
cheaper one.
big catch is it was $190 for 8 days.
That's pretty cheap.
All food is included. I mean, are you
I don't,
kidding
that's
me?
sketchy.
That's too cheap.
I'm already uncomfortable. So I think we'd have to splurge and do an expensive one.
I feel like Royal Caribbean's a pretty good mix. I mean, you don't want to do Disney's like stupid expensive. And trying to think of the other brands. What are the other brands? Princess is all old people. Celebrity is maybe older adults. I don't know.
Holland America.
That's old people.
I don't know. I feel like most of them are old people. Andrew.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Well, actually, I'm not late. We're early, but
Yeah.
you get it.
We'll look past it.
J Joe's
I just heard a
usually
bird.
early.
Dead
Nice.
squirrel.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, dinner. At what point would you guys draw the line eating like dead animals and stuff if you were like starving? Like
Did we
the
not already talk
apocalypse.
about this?
Did we? Would you eat like a skunk or a squirrel?
I mean, yeah, probably.
Are you saying
Okay.
like that I found dead already? Or like,
Yeah.
okay, I mean, I think only the really hungry me knows that. I don't know if I've ever been that hungry.
No, fair enough.
I finally figured out something that baseball is doing right. I know it's shocking, but
Okay.
I think other sports need to ad adopt this tradition that baseball has. And that is when the coaches wear the full team uniform. I want to see Andy Reid out there in pads and a helmet during the game.
Yeah.
I want to see the male volleyball coaches out there in spandex on the sideline. I want to see the swimming coaches in their speedos on the sideline. And I want to see the NBA coaches all in baggy shorts and a, tank top basketball jersey on the sideline. They don't need suits.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, there's nothing
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it would increase the team spirit and unity. That seems
and
to be big
to
these
sub
days.
In, you know? If you got to sub in and play, you got to be ready.
Why? I mean, how has baseball always done that? Where the coaches wear the jerseys?
I've never seen fans.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a baseball coach in a suit out there.
No, I could see it like a long time ago, you know, when baseball was like more like of a fancy Oh, my mom's talking to me.
Oh my gosh. Does she want to be on? Does she want to be the guest?
Yeah.
Put her on.
Bye.
Hi, Amy.
I walked over to Rachel's house and she was there, and then she drove by me and stopped and talked to me. Okay. But I could see how, you know, like when baseball first like was invented back in the day, it was like people would like dress up to go to baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see maybe they like maybe the manager like dress nice then, and then eventually they just stopped. So really what they're dressing in is more like casual
mm-hmm.
for baseball standards instead of a suit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in general people used to try to dress up more, like you'd go out to a restaurant and you would dress up, you know. Mm-hmm. Or you know, go, like, if you're flying on a plane, everything's a little bit nicer, right? Like, things just used to be a little bit fancier, and now people just don't care what they look like.
Yeah.
Which I think is too bad. Like, take some pride in yourself.
Are you out there dressing up nice, Joe?
I wouldn't say I dress, like, super nice or anything, but I don't roll around in Dillon's and Walmart and like sweats and like, you know, I'll put on a pair. If I'm wearing sweats at my house, if I'm going to go to the store, I put on jeans.
Wow.
What the heck?
Damn.
Yeah. I'm not going to roll around in like stained, you know, sweats and like an old ratty t-shirt. I'm going to wear jeans and a ratty hoodie. Okay. So.
Man, that it takes. I feel like if I'm just going to the store, it would take a lot for me to say, you know what, this is not presentable for the people of Hy-Vee to see me like this.
Yeah. You're going to Hy-Vee not looking good? Oh my, that's embarrassing. Hy-Vee's fancy.
Joe, now is the time when you're already married. You don't need to impress anyone. You just
wear whatever you want. It's for myself, though.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, like, just because I'm married doesn't mean I want my wife looking at me like, yeah, look at this slob. Completely gave up after we got married. Not even trying anymore.
But you're already wearing, you said, the dirty, ratty sweatpants at home.
Yeah, but that's okay to do at home, I think. I think it's just like, she doesn't want to be embarrassed by me out in public.
Okay.
Just embarrassing at home.
Gotcha.
So only she
does. So she would be embarrassed. That's why you dress up.
Maybe partially. I guess if I had no care for myself or anyone else around me, then yes, I would be like, yeah, all right. Sweats it is, you know, not even wearing underwear. Everything's hanging out.
Well, that was a little more than we needed to know.
I just want to be honest, because I feel like that's what this podcast is about, is honesty. We're getting that puppy, so I haven't told anyone yet.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know people would talk me out of it, so.
I know. After we specifically told you to get a cat, not a dog.
I got a cat. We have a cat.
Well, now you're doing it way wrong. You got both.
Yeah. I don't know. So, you're right, but it's fine. Like, it's a husky mix, and they said they thought it was either mixed with a German Shepherd or a lab, because they have, like, two dogs in there with the female husky, and one was a lab and one was a German Shepherd. And then I saw the pictures. I said, well, like, I'm not an expert, but there's no German Shepherd. This is 100% lab. So I think it's safe to say. Anyway, so it'll be a decent sized dog, probably, 60 mm-hmm. pounds.
Way more than
Huskies
you.
Are big, labs can be big. It's 8 weeks old now, so it's still a puppy. We've puppy proofed the living room and kitchen, which is wood floor, so it can't go anywhere else. And have like a crate and everything and toys and treats. And I watched about an hour and a half of puppy training videos today. So I think it's safe to say I am an expert now.
For you or for the puppy?
For me. How to deal with the stress of it. So, and then Cadence and I, we had a lot of long talks about it. Because I said, I know how this is going to, we're going to get the dog. You're going to love the dog. And then I'm going to take care of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no. I said, yes. I said, I'll say yes, but I have conditions. And so the conditions were, on days where I work, the night before, she's in charge of getting up and getting the puppy outside to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to deal with it at all. It's not my problem. She has to do that. The other nights, I'll do it. Like, if I don't have to work the next day, I'll get up and take the dog out. So that leaves her 3 nights a week, and I have 4, which I feel like is more than fair.
I think you got screwed, Joe.
Well, I take what I will get, what I can get.
I mean,
you know.
She's the one who wanted this dog, right?
Yeah. It's also hard to say no, though.
Yeah, you got screwed.
I haven't even finished my other conditions yet, though.
Okay.
I can't remember the rest of them. I feel like I had some good ones, though. But anyway, I mean, I think it'll be fun. Puppies are fun. It's going to be a pain, because I'm sure it's going to have some accidents till we get it, house trained and whatnot. And it's going to be a lot of time to work on training the dog, because I refuse to have a ill-trained dog running around the house barking, not listening to instructions.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. The dog's going to be well-mannered, going to be polite, it's going to shake, it's going to lay down, it's going to sit, it's going to stay. The most I want it to do, if somebody rings the doorbell, I want it to walk up to the door and growl lowly so I know somebody's there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to do.
Theory, Joe.
What's that?
This all sounds great in theory, but good luck.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to work. I'm willing to put in the work. So, I don't know. We watched a video, it was like 30 minutes long, on the first 24 hours of a new puppy. So I've got to figure all that. I've got to do all that stuff starting tomorrow.
Hmm.
But the guy never said, "No, stop! You're a bad dog." Once he never said that. He never hit the dog, so I was confused. So I don't know how the dog is going to learn. There's no shock collar involved at all. So,
well,
I always thought that the best way
to be ineffective then.
Right. Yeah. Well, I always thought like the best way to learn was through fear. That's how I learned.
Yeah.
That's how America teaches the rest of the world. And that's how my dog's going to learn.
Good.
Yeah. That's my big update on life.
Did you have a name picked out?
No. I think the people we're getting it from named him, but I'm sure we're going to pick a new name because I won't approve of it, whatever it is.
Family George.
It's a girl dog.
No, we should have said that. Georgia.
Georgia.
Who's in charge of walking it?
So on days we both work, Cadence will come home on her lunch and take the dog out. Like, we'll both let him out in the morning before we leave for work. She'll come home on lunch, let it out, and then she'll be home before me and walk him then. And then on days where I'm off, of course, and she's not, I'll walk him. And days we're both off, I'm sure we'll take turns.
So you keep calling it a him.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a her. Yeah.
Is there something you need to tell us about this dog?
Well, I haven't asked how it identifies, I suppose.
Okay.
So
good.
Kind of. Here's the deal on this. Let's jump in this, okay? The whole gender theory thing doesn't make any sense, right? Because you're like, we don't know what it is. You gotta wait for the person to identify themselves. That doesn't seem to work on animals, though. You look right away, like, oh, hey, that's a boy dog and a girl dog. Oh, okay. Did you ask? You bigot.
Well, and it doesn't matter because 1 minute they could say it's a boy, and then the next minute they could say, no, it's a girl.
Yeah. Anywho. But that doesn't seem to apply to animals. It just seems to apply to people. I digress, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, speaking of, the other day, when I was at work, there's this man, this guy that came up who was like clearly a trans, like wanted to be a transgender woman. Which, I mean, I'm not gonna like treat him any different or say anything, or, but the thing is, he had a kid with him who was also clearly a boy, and like he had girl clothes on and like had long hair and stuff, so that was kind of shocking to see.
Yeah, I think we'd all be on the same page that we don't care what adults do. Adults can do whatever they want to do, right? With their own bodies, and they can say whatever they want to say, right? That's fine. I do think that pressing that upon kids is horrible, and depending on the situation, it is abuse to children because you're confusing them at a young, impressionable age. And if you're actually moving forward with certain procedures or medication, you can harm them irreversibly as well, you know. And so I think that parents or adults in general who try to push gender dysphoria on kids, or even allow kids who might have gender dysphoria, might be confused or whatever, to proceed with procedures or lifestyles that are going to be damaging to them long term, instead of getting them therapy or whatever they may need to help, you know, have those conversations and feel more comfortable with who they are. You know, I think that's pretty clearly abuse to that child.
Yeah.
Because instead of teaching kids to accept themselves as who they are, like, no, you're a boy and that's okay, we're saying, nah, reject who you are. Be whoever you want. That's the healthy way to do it.
But Joe, so it's then you're not fighting, who they yeah. are.
And it was just like, well, also the fact that like the guy was clearly like wanted to be a transgender woman, I was just like, okay, clearly you're just forcing your kid to do this stuff too, because right. that's the way you are. Like there's no way it's just a coincidence that like both of them you know, think that they should be a member of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
So that was like,
yeah. There's no genetic component here, right? So I don't know. It's a purely psychological one, and unfortunately, it's just, you know, more popular right now to identify as something that you're not, which is too bad. And you do see people who are transgender, in their families more and more, especially kids identifying as transgender as well, especially in recent generations. So, and obviously you can't find a link, you know, genetically, because there isn't one to that. And so to me, that shows that it is choice. It is subjective. And yeah, I think, you know, with my thought on this issue is that we need to do our best to help and care for those who are suffering from gender dysphoria or have any other kind of psych issues, mental health issues. It's our job to help them and love them and treat them well. But that doesn't mean we have to agree with them and help them lie to themselves. I don't think that that's caring for them. And especially not to children.
Yeah, it gets a little messy when it's the people's kids.
Sure.
But speaking of Dairy Queen, I was picking up a Dairy Queen like Uber Eats order because I had a coupon to use. And I walk up and I ordered a burger and some fries and a Blizzard. And the guy working there with the lid on the top of the Blizzard you know, hands it to me and then flips it upside down real fast like you're supposed to do with the Blizzard. But I was very confused why he felt the need to do that when there was a lid on the Blizzard. Like that was somehow gonna
company policy,
make
Alex.
It make it legit.
Was it a flat lid or was it like the cone lid?
It was a flat, but... like a flat lid.
Oh,
like completely, completely sealed in.
Mm-hmm. Check out you this, impressed? Yeah. Were you impressed?
I was not impressed.
You should have clapped.
It was probably habit on his part, but I'm just like, what are you doing? Wasting all this time flipping lidded Blizzards upside down.
That's funny. My wife Cadence the other night said, "Hey, we should go get some ice cream." I said, "Absolutely, that sounds good." She's like, "I'll drive." I said, "That's fine. You know, that's cool because usually I drive," and you know, she didn't want to. But we start driving, and she pulls into Baskin Robbins because they're right next to each other down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what are you doing? She said, I thought we'd go here today. I'm like, why? She likes the peanut butter chocolate ice cream they have. Horrible experience, okay? So we park the truck, and there's like 10 people inside milling around willy-nilly. There's no semblance of a line. I don't know what's going on, you know? There's like 2 people in the back scurrying around, not knowing who to help or do anything. And I'm like, this is chaos. You know, this is horrible. And I'm looking around hating myself, and I can stare across the street and see the Dairy Queen. I'm like, oh, if only, but can't. So I'm limping in with my broken foot, you know, and Cadence gets her ice cream, and the lady asks what I want, and I was trying to get something that was similar to the triple chocolate brownie, right? So they had something similar to that. I say, can I get that, you know, the brownie sundae thing? And she's like, we're out of cookies. I'm like, oh, can I get the brownie one, though? She's like, oh, yeah, you can have the brownie one. So, okay, cool. She said, what kind of ice cream do you want? I said, so I told her, and she took toppings, and we went through the whole thing and whatnot. And it was, I feel like it was like $1 more expensive for each item than Dairy Queen was. And I don't think it was as much, like as much ice cream.
Yeah, and it's worse ice cream.
Yeah, it's frozen. It's not soft serve.
It's more airy. It's 40% air.
The Baskin Robbins is? Oh. I didn't know the frozen ice cream had more air, and I thought it was just like soft serves that like...
It's by company.
By company.
According to the Great Mike, it is.
Right. I know like DQ has like more cream and less air than like McDonald's and whatnot.
What is DQ, 20?
I don't know. 18? I don't
remember. Yeah, it's supposed to be like 18%. Yeah, like 18 to 20.
Bang.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe you remember that.
Ice cream genius.
I remember the talk about it with Mike, but I didn't remember the percentages.
Andrew's in the back with little syringes full of air pumping up the cookie doughs and the, the chocolate chips, got a big air pocket in the middle.
Yeah. Yep. How do you think we keep our food cost at 10%?
Gotta fit that air in somewhere.
It's supposed to be 22. Yeah. You're buying air.
Yeah, that's what you're buying right now. Okay, real talk though. The companies that make food, that put them in baggies like chips and stuff like that, it's just a scam at this point. We all know it, okay? Especially the ones where you can't see inside to see how many chips are in there. You know, some of them are clear, so you can like, okay, look, there's actually chips in here, we're okay. Some of them are not though, and I'm like, well, these are the ones not to buy. And then...
yeah.
There's those little Chips Ahoy, like they're like single serving of like little tiny cookies. Those little baggies, they're handing them out at work the other day. I'm like, oh yeah, Chips Ahoy, I like these. Pick one up, open it up. There's like 5 little cookies in there. It could have fit like 30. There was 5.
Yeah, you'd think like, yeah, you can't, no one else can do that with any other container. Like yeah. You can't freaking have the milk gallon filled up like 3/4 of the way. Well, and also like they could save so much on their packaging and make less waste.
Yeah.
No, so it's just they like, need why the air bubble need... to keep them safe.
No, but they've left the packaging the exact same size for years for all these items. And they just slowly, okay, put one chip less in each bag this year, okay? And then another one next, and just they're just whittling it down, and we're letting it happen. We are.
Yeah.
It's
somebody.
On us.
Somebody took a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and they weighed like the cheese packet or whatever, and it like from one that was expired like fall of 21 weighed like 3.6 ounces, and then one that expired in July of 22 weighed like 1.8. It was like half as much.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's insanity that we're letting this happen on our watch, our generation.
Do you think Pringles is sitting over there like just kicking themselves every day for making the most efficient chip that packs so well into the container?
Yeah.
Got no room.
Yeah. They got it. That's why they're more expensive than other chips, probably. They're like, shoot, we just can't keep up. So I saw this, I don't know if you guys know, Johnny Depp and his wife are going through some kind of like lawsuit. Okay, I don't know anything about it. I don't care. But I saw something today on TikTok, and which made me decide to root for Johnny Depp. I don't know any of the other details at all. But apparently, while they were going through one of their fights, his wife or ex-wife, I don't know if they're divorced or anything, pooped in his bed because they were in separate beds, pooped in his bed and then smeared it around the sheets or something and then blamed it on the dog.
Both the pooping and the smearing, or just the smearing?
Yeah, no, the pooping as well.
Okay. The thing I saw was that she is like mirroring what he wore. Like, so if he would wear something, she would wear that same exact thing the next day during trial here.
That's
so, like,
weird.
He wore a gray suit with a, like the Gucci emblem or something like that on his tie. The next day, she wore a gray suit with a tie with the Gucci emblem right on, like, the base of the tie.
So she's a psychopath.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
Can we go back to the poop, though?
Yeah.
I mean, as crazy as it is that she's mirroring his apparel the next day. Did he believe her for a second?
I don't know. I guess like his like maid found it and like was trying to find out like or asked, you know, it was like, this looks like human poop, you know. Maybe they have like a chihuahua and she's like, this doesn't add up. I don't know. but his wife said, no, it must have been the dog. But they didn't believe it, so they took pictures of it. So the TikTok said if you Google it, you can see it online,
okay.
But I haven't looked it up yet.
I'm Googling it now.
Okay, I'm not looking it up. I see enough, you know, poop all the time, so. Turn off your filters, probably.
Nothing I'm finding is, it's so blurry, the picture.
Poor quality. It always is. Anyway, if it's true and she pooped on his bed because she was mad at him, I think
that was the final straw, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's gotta
according
be.
According to,
like,
when writer on Twitter, didn't want to click her account. She said that it got 474 likes, so you know it was real.
Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, if you're pooping in my bed, like, it's probably over, man. Like, that goes for the new puppy, too.
Does that, okay, I was going to say, because that seems like it might happen.
Joe, don't let your puppy sleep with you in the bed.
No,
don't allow them up there.
No, we've got a white comforter, and so everything's going to, you know, any stain at all. So, but I've got baby gates. We can't even get into that part of the house. He can just have you, only Andrew's seen my house, I think. But the only place he can go is the living room and kitchen. He can't even go down the hallway because I've got baby gates up. He can't go downstairs. Everything is wood floor. So if he does make a mess, it'll be easy to clean up. You know, I've got paper towels and everything. And we'll just take him out frequently. You know, you got to take him out when they wake up from a nap. When you wake up in the morning after they eat and drink, after they eat food or drink water, you got to take them out. And then, you know, basically every hour on the hour, you know, till they're more trained. And the video I saw today said, you know, probably a couple of months before, you know, before they're fully trained. So it's going to be a long road.
I mean, I think it seems like you get 90% of the way there within like a week.
Okay.
But then you get too comfortable.
They have a random accident.
And you let them off onto the carpet, and then it's over.
Yeah. I don't have any carpet that he can get to, which I'm happy about.
She.
And I've got a mop Roomba that it can clean up. You know, I'll just run every day, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just hopefully it doesn't run over a turd before you get it cleaned up and it just spreads it all over your floors.
Oh my gosh. I hadn't thought about that. Oh man.
Send me a picture when that happens.
Yeah. I'm kind of worried. I just can't run it unless I'm home then. I just have to make sure there's no poop there, put the dog in the crate, and then run it. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll have to do. Yeah.
See,
but I think I'm
going to
document. I think I should do a document like the puppy training on TikTok. I think I should do that. Yeah. I'll be honest, guys, the numbers are down. It's not looking good.
Uh-oh.
Yep. No, let me tell you, okay? February, I made $107 on TikTok, okay? March, closer to like 30.
Oh, no.
April, it's going to be down to like 10.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know. Yeah.
It's because everyone wants Fortnite no build content now.
They don't want what I am offering, apparently. So
yeah,
it is what it is, you know. So
hey,
right
they
now,
don't know what they want.
Yeah, that's true. So, but nobody can deny puppies, right? So if I start posting some puppies out there, it's got to come back, right? Like
yeah, you need to get the puppy and the cat playing together.
Yep. I think there's just no other way. You know, to bring this back. And then I can go back to my crappy content and they'll already be sucked in, so. But, anywho. I did have one other thing to bring up. I hate to beat a dead horse or anything, but Brittany Griner is still not free. And still, nobody cares. So, they interviewed her team yesterday and they said, yeah, it's, you know, it's sad that she's still there and we're, you know, we're praying for her and everything. And like, that The journalist said, even though you could hear laughs from the practice court, there was a heavy feeling among the players. I'm like, as they laughed? What? Okay.
I wish they would have said, are you serious? She's still over there?
Right. And then they interviewed the first year coach, which they haven't started their season yet. So first year coach means she hasn't even coached Griner yet, I wouldn't think, right? So like, yeah, what do you miss, Griner? Yeah, you know, I thought she'd be here when I took the job, but I guess we're going to start somebody significantly shorter. And Russia said that they are planning to detain her until, like, the middle of May. Like, it got extended to, like, May 19th or something. But you can't trust them anyway, because they'll just extend it again, if you know, because they've got no reason to give her up, I guess, because nobody here cares right now to, you know, cares enough to do anything about it. So they're just going to hold her until like they can use her as some kind of leverage, I would think. Which might be never at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Somebody needs to do something.
Yeah, it's Steph Curry.
Somebody definitely should.
We're doing it right now because we're talking about it, which is more than everybody else is doing. More than her teammates are doing, apparently.
We're not laughing over here. Very somber.
I don't think it's funny.
Not at all.
But you got Steph Curry over there in Russia being detained. He's already home. He's there for maybe a day. And we've already declared World War III. We're already nuking people, okay? I bet we would even do it for James Harden. He can't even play anymore. He sucks. But yeah, I feel bad for Brittany. I don't care at all about the WNBA. Or Brittany Griner as a person in general. But it's wrong that we have a double standard in this instance and that she is an American citizen and she's fairly well known. You know, she led Baylor to a national title and has a couple of WNBA titles. But more importantly, she is a citizen of this country and we're leaving her in the hands of our enemies and not caring about it at all.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
We do if it's LeBron James, like we would he'd be free by now. We would trade like 10 Russian oligarchs that we have locked up or something like that, you know, in a heartbeat for LeBron.
Yeah, so if I just put you in charge, what are you going to do? Say, will you accept one oligarch? No, two, three, and then you just keep going up till they say deal?
I wouldn't necessarily go straight to, like, let's bargain and try to trade prisoners, but I think you can put enough pressure on the Kremlin to make it too painful to keep her, right? Because we're, like, kind of helping with Ukraine, and we're, you know, putting it on our profile pictures and stuff and, like, tweeting about it, which is nice. Now, that's doing a lot, I know. But if we actually were starting to threaten, say, hey, we're gonna bring troops in because you can't hold American citizens on trumped up charges, then they're like, no. We want to keep fighting Ukraine only. You guys can have her back.
So you're
they'd
willing,
find a way.
You're willing to send American citizens into harm's way to save one American citizen?
I'm willing to at least
lie,
bluff,
threaten it.
Yes. But here's the deal. If we're, at what point is it worth it? I mean, at what point are we saying, one American citizen's fine, you know? No, I don't think we can do that. I think we have to stand up for one, so we're standing up because we're standing up for all at that point. Because if you show weakness, if you back down from a bully or a tyrant, they're just going to take more from you next time, right? Mm-hmm. We have to be the bully.
Okay, I like it.
And nothing says bully like Joe Biden.
We'll trade you Joe Biden for Brittany.
Yeah, they'd say no. I said no. We need more. Yeah. Toss in the Easter Bunny that was with him, and we'll think about it. I think we need to start a hashtag though to free Brittany.
Yeah.
See if we can get that going.
I wonder if there's any Twitter activity.
I would hope so. At least like a cousin or something tweeting about it.
Here.
What is this video you sent me, Caleb? Is this from the cruise line?
Yeah, so I told you.
I'm just skipping through. This looks horrible.
That's the whole point. That's why I sent it to you.
Why did somebody say free Kevin Durant and Brittany Griner? What did Kevin Durant do?
He's probably just injured again.
I don't think he did anything. He's playing tonight, I think.
He's always injured. Did you see Netflix is projected to lose another 2 million subscribers during the April to June period?
Yeah, they need better content.
That's what everyone's saying.
Why? Somebody.
And they need some. Go ahead.
Somebody said they got KD in the same jail as Brittany Griner. Did they get him too?
No, I mean, he's stateside playing basketball. Maybe he just sucks right now and then they're making fun of him or something. I don't know.
I thought they were going to actually start caring about it.
Hang on, I've moved on from Brittany for now. I'm looking at Netflix now. So, new Netflix shows. See if they come out with anything good. I don't even know how to find stuff on here. I'm lost. I haven't seen anything new on there. It all looks anything that pops up new looks horrible. I would never watch it. The only thing that I like on Netflix right now is the Witcher series, and they came up with a new season that has 6 episodes every like 2.5 years. So that's not quite doing it. That and Cobra Kai is entertaining. So they need more shows like that. They need to hurry up and finish season 4 of Stranger Things. It's been like 4 years for that. But yeah, I mean, everybody has a streaming service now. So even though each streaming service may not on its own compare to Netflix, each one pulls a little bit more from Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paramount has Halo, Amazon Prime has The Boys and a couple others. Hulu has a couple of good ones. I mean, it's just, everybody's pulling a little bit at a time. Disney, of course, has shows. Everybody's pulling from Netflix and they just aren't competing because they're coming out with terrible content.
Ozark's
okay. It's kind of heavy. It's hard to watch sometimes. Like each episode feels like it's 4 hours long, even though it's only an hour. But it's good. I enjoy it.
It's bonus material, then.
I guess. Would you guys ever consider subscribing to like Because I think most reason why like Netflix sucks right now is because like all their new shows are geared specifically to cater to like far left people, you know, but like they're so bad like that far left people don't even want to watch it. Would you guys ever consider subscribing to like a conservative media outlet that just did like conservative shows, or what? Do you guys think that would be terrible too?
I mean, if the show is good, I'll watch it, whatever it's about.
Right.
Bring back The Office.
Yeah, they won't do that.
Yeah, there's no way they ever do that again.
I feel like if they tried to remake The Office, it would be bad. It wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see... Should have mentioned it earlier when Alex was talking about baseball. Oakland, I think it was in Oakland, they had about 2,100 fans at their game today. 2,700 fans. It's the announced attendance for the A's-Orioles game.
Wow.
What's average?
Holy, that is...
I don't know.
Bad.
Their stadium.
Bad would be like 10,000.
Well, finally, hey, people
I don't
are
think
realizing we only want to watch the Savannah Bananas.
I keep seeing stuff on TikTok for them now.
Just because I don't talk to her. It's
hilarious. Yeah, I mean, it looks entertaining. But yeah, I mean, baseball, it's too long. 9 innings? Are you kidding me? I don't want to sit there 3.5 hours.
It's easier to watch it on TV than it is... Sorry, it's easier to watch it in person than it is TV.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, still, too long.
They
I think
don't ever
it,
show
I think
replays
should...
when you're there.
Because there's nothing to show replays for.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like if they shorten it and put on like a shot clock or something for the pitcher, I don't know. Make it, I don't know. They got to find some way to make it more entertaining. Because it's not that interesting right now. I would rather watch a bunch of like 40-year-old drunk dudes play slow pitch softball.
That is true. They should televise that.
Yeah.
They need to go out and televise just an average adult like city league golf tournament. I think that'd be hilarious to watch.
Yeah. With commentators and everything.
Yeah, fully mic'd up.
That would be great. Yeah.
I find it amusing that like people find we've gotten to the point where like people think baseball is boring, even though like when you think about it, these guys are hitting like 100-mile-an-hour pitches.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying
like,
it's not hard.
Oh,
I'm just
yeah,
saying
I'm
it's
just,
boring.
Like, it's, yeah, we've gotten to the point where like we're just like, yeah, we've seen it. That's not impressive anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, like it's not. It's obviously a very challenging thing that they're doing. It's impressive, and that's why it's more fun to watch like in person. But like, I don't know. On TV, it's just hard to watch because like it doesn't look super impressive when they're doing it. You know, because it looks like, oh yeah, they're just hitting a ball. I could do that, even though obviously it is.
Yeah.
Also, side note here, I was trying to find out more stuff about Brittany Griner, and this TikTok came up about Brittany Griner saying that she could beat DeMarcus Cousins in a one-on-one basketball game. So now I'm like, yeah, maybe she belongs in Russia. I don't know, because that's crazy.
Maybe she should think about what she said.
Yeah, and then
a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's like then they show a highlight of her like doing a layup and something or something. And I'm like, okay, yeah, there's proof.
Yeah, I remember that was a big like debate. I think a couple years ago or a year ago.
Yeah,
they asked. I can't remember who they asked. One of the NBA players, and he just started laughing in the interview. And he's like, "Oh, you really meant that question?"
But it's yeah. I mean, obviously she was doing it. Like she's not serious. She was doing it in jest, partially, but also because you have to talk yourself up a little bit when you're in professional sports. But no, like journalists should not like take that seriously and be like, oh yeah, yeah, let's set this up. This is gonna be make a good game. Could Brittany Griner beat me in basketball? Yes. DeMarcus Cousins is like 6'10" and, you know, 280 pounds.
He's a football player playing basketball.
Yeah. I guess they asked that one guy, Gino. I think he coached some women's college basketball team.
UConn.
And he said if that was happening, he would go to the ATM, take all his money out, sell his house, take all that money, and put it on DeMarcus Cousins.
I saw that.
Come on, man. Yeah, but nobody's posting about Brittany on TikTok recently either. This is just devastating.
You need to change your TikTok content to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one soul voice.
Yeah.
Just when you thought you couldn't get any lower, you'll have no income from
I bet.
TikTok.
You'll have
okay.
TikTok money.
Instead I of bet, $10.
Though, I could like be the most prominent voice in favor of releasing her, and I could get like an interview with like ESPN Plus or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, rising TikTok talk star is taking an interest in Brittany Griner, refuses to stand by silently. You know,
mm-hmm. That's
something
you
like that. I'm like, how long you been a fan of Brittany? I haven't, never. I don't care. I just don't know why she's still there. It doesn't make any sense. So why are you following? I'm just trying to pump my numbers up on TikTok. I thought this was a good good niche to jump into. I didn't see anyone else filling it, so.
All right.
Prime.
Well.
Okay.
We said we were going to have a short episode, but it's turning into a full-length one.
Oh. Well, we did start early.
Too many issues to talk about.
Yeah. I refuse to be silent about things that matter. So
one of these days, Brittany will be truly free again.
Yeah, and we need to. We should celebrate if that when that happens.
Is there like a place you can make a bet on when she'll get freed, before or after?
Right here.
Ooh,
on this podcast.
I bet. All right.
I'm gonna say she's not free until middle of July. I'm gonna say July 15th.
That's the cutoff.
When she's supposed to be.
May.
You're gonna say May?
No, I thought that's what you said. It got pushed back to like May 17 or something.
Well, I think Russia said till like May 17th or 18th.
Yeah. Right,
but now. I don't trust the Russians.
I mean, but her charges carry up to 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
So if she gets out early, that's just like. That's not fair.
Yeah, we'd have to really offer something good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see it. It's going to be years.
Hey, I got one other topic for y'all. Nah, I'll save it for next week if I can remember it.
All right.
This one's going too late anyway.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
That has to do with prison.
You got to go prep for your dog.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's tomorrow. So I'll update. Hey, follow me on TikTok. I'm going to create a whole folder for it so the videos of the dog are going to be easily accessible. Okay. Going to try to post stuff every day with the training to teach you guys how to train your new dogs when you get them. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be real. It's going to be live.
All right.
It's going to be epic.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Have a good week.
See ya.